Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Book of Micah, chapter 7. Book of Micah, chapter 7. And, amen. Micah, chapter 7 and verse 7. One verse today I want to read to you. Praise the Lord. I like reading the Minor Prophets. Some of my favorite books are in the Minor Prophets of the Bible. And sometimes they may be a little bit difficult to understand if you don't know exactly the timeline and the setting in which that they are presented. But with a little study before you read, you can usually get an understanding of that. And but Micah chapter 7 and verse 7. Just one verse. Verse 8. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Amen. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Amen. Praise God. You know, during the Second World War, there was a lot of soldiers that were captured by the Japanese, by the Germans, and placed into prisoner of war camps. When we lived in Dayton, Ohio, there at the Air Force Museum in Dayton, Ohio, if you're ever out that way, I recommend stopping there at the Air Force Museum. It's free. For most of it, it's free to go through it, and it's very, very entertaining, enlightening, educational, and a lot of neat things. And I know ladies are saying, who wants to look at airplanes? There's a lot more there than just airplanes. But anyway, one of the displays that they had back when we were there was a prisoner of war display. And what they had on display was how that these prisoners of war who were placed in a prison that they could not escape from or were not supposed to escape from. But all of their ingenuity, the things that they developed, the things that they created while they were held in that prison. They had some amazing things that they brought, that they had created and made out of things that we would have thought was trash, out of things that we would have thought was cast off, that you would have thrown in the trash can or thrown into the garbage. They would use it, and they would create something that was useful and beneficial. And many times, it was used in the fact that they were trying to escape, trying to get to freedom. There's something about being confined, right? Being confined and not having freedom. Amen. Now, I'm not really claustrophobic. Not really, don't have a problem with claustrophobia that much. But there's some places I do not like. Some places too confining. The number one place is a crawl space of a house. Don't like it. I don't like it, and you know, I don't know. You just feel like the whole house is coming down on you. I don't like being in a crawl space. It's not spiders. It's not, Sister Ellie, it's not spiders that bother me. It's not that kind of stuff. But I feel like that I'm confined. There's something about that feeling that you are confined, that you don't have freedom, that bothers you, right? I'm going to talk to you today, if the Lord will help me get past this today, all right? I'm going to talk to you about the place that you feel you can't get out of. When you can't get out. Man, I'll tell you what, that there's a bad deal. Now, when we were out in Pigeon Forge and they had this, how many of you have ever been in a mirror maze? A mirror maze. First thing I thought of when I went in there is, I'm glad I don't have the job of cleaning these mirrors. A mirror maze. And because that, let me tell you what, there's hand smudges all over those walls where people's trying to feel their way out. There's nose smudges, okay, on those walls where people had thought they found a way out. All right? And they ran into that mirror. And you know what? You could get in there, and then it can get very, very, very confusing. Very confusing. And that's that. I mean, because everything looks the same. You see yourself everywhere. Let me tell you what, it is unbelievable. You feel like you're in a place that you can't get out. And so when we was there with a group, and they had a contest to see who could get through the mirror maze the quickest. And there was one group, they zoomed right through it. And I thought, now, how did they get through that so quick? How did they get through that so quickly? And they, when I asked them, you know what they said? I said, we always turn to the right. Always turn to the right. Well, that works if it's a dead end, but they've continued to follow the wall, and they always keep turning to the right. Always, that's how they found their way out. You know, it's amazing, because when you feel like you're confined, where there's no way out, no way out, everybody wants to find a way out. Everybody wants to find a way out. There's some people, their world has got so bad, and they feel like there is no way out. That they get so bad that they even take their own life because they want to have a way out. Now, I'll tell you what, that's getting pretty bad when you feel like that you are so confined, so imprisoned, that the only way that you can come out is to take your own life. But you know, that number of people is growing rapidly in our world today. People that are ending their life because they just could not find a way out. But I believe the Lord will give us a way out. I believe the Lord will provide you a way out. Man, when I looked in the Bible, there was a number of people in Scripture that really was in a place where there was no way out. Where there was no way out. I thought of Jonah. Now think about that. No way out. Here's a man that's been swallowed by a great fish. He's in the belly of a whale. And you tell me now, you're looking for the exit lights? Where's the exit here? Is there an exit here somewhere? There's no way out. There's no way out. When you think about people that were in the Bible that was in positions where there was seemed to be no way out. When you think, I think of Joseph being in a place where there was no way out. No way out. I think of the three Hebrew children. No way out. Daniel. No way out. Paul and Silas. No way out. They were in places of confinement. Places that they could not get free of. And yet somehow, some miraculous way, God worked a miracle for them to come out. Hallelujah. And I believe that God can work a miracle for you, because there's times in our life that we feel like there's no way out. We feel like we are closed off on every way we go. Everywhere we go. There was a big fire in a nightclub, and the nightclub was burning down, and people were in a frantic. They ran to the exit doors, expecting to find a way out. And when they got to the exit doors, they found that the exit doors were chained and they were closed and locked. And many people lost their life because there was no way out. Many times we have looked and we have tried every exit door in our life. We've looked and we said, Lord, there's got to be a way out. And today you're here and you're frustrated because you feel like in your life there is no way out of the situation that you're in right now. Maybe it's the situation was brought on because of your past sin. Maybe it was something that's in your past, but now you're still living with all of that trash in your life. And it feels like it's closing in on you. And you say, there is no way out. Maybe it was a foolish decision that you made. Maybe it was something that you did in the spur of the moment. But now you found yourself in a place where it's no way out. Maybe it's something that's not of your own doing. Maybe it's because of something that's happened in your life, and it wasn't even your fault, but now you find yourself in a place where there is no way out. Amen. I'm glad that my God is able to provide a way out. Amen. For even with Jonah in the belly of a whale, God was able to get him out. Even with Joseph, amen, in a prison, God was able to get him out. Even with three Hebrew children in a fiery furnace, amen, God was able to get them out. Daniel in a lion's den, God was able to get them out. Paul and Silas in a jail, God was able to get them out. Peter in an inner prison, God was able to get them out. Amen, I'm glad God is able to bring us out. Amen. Usually there's some secret to getting out. Something that is becoming very popular today, and there's even Groupons for it if you're interested in it. Brother Arlie Singleton recently did this. It's called an escape room. It's an attraction. You have to pay. So a lot of you aren't interested already. You just lost interest right there, didn't you? But you have to pay. And basically what they do is they lock you in a room. And they say, get out. Get out. He's like, and then you go in a room and there's all this, you know, it just looks like a normal room with stuff there in the room and things in the room. And somehow you've got to get out of that room. When you get out of that room, it takes you into another room. And guess what? You have to find a way out. They give you a time. You've got 1 hour to escape out of this. And you get to get out of these rooms. The way to escape is something that you wouldn't think of. He was telling me that there was one door that was locked. You could not get out of. He said, but you could actually see through the wall and you could see things through the wall, and one of the people that was with him, you know, found some sticks over on a side. There was a hole in the wall, and they just started putting sticks down the hole in the wall. I probably would have thought, you know what? They're not going to like you putting their sticks down that hole in the wall. They're probably not going to like you. You probably shouldn't be putting their sticks down. But finally, when they got that last stick and they pushed on it, it unlocked the door. Now listen, you know what? Sometimes it's the way out may not be obvious to us. Sometimes the way out is not lit up by an exit sign. Sometimes the way out may be a little bit, you know, not obvious to us. It may be hidden, but I believe that God will make a way out for us. I mean, if he was Jonah, what are you looking for? A lifeboat? What are you looking for? A scuba outfit? What are you looking for if you're Jonah in the belly of a whale? But there was a key for Jonah to escape out of the belly of the whale. There was a way of escape. And you know what it was for Jonah? It was repentance. Think about it. Yeah, Jonah. Jonah, you know, he's walking around searching. Surely there's got to be a way out somewhere. Surely there's an exit. Surely there, and there was. But it was not maybe what you would have thought, but it was saying, Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry, Lord. And as Jonah repented and made it right with God, amen, suddenly the fish has a stomach ache. There's been a lot of preachers give people stomach aches. But here was a preacher that gave a fish a stomach ache. Amen. But the key was in repenting. And when he repented,
Amen. He found his way out. And in your life, maybe it's as simple as saying, Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me. Amen. Making it right with God. Amen. And getting yourself right with the Lord. And you may be surprised at the door that may open in your life as God allows you to escape. It's as simple as saying, I'm sorry, God, forgive me. Yeah. You're banging your head on the wall. You're kicking the wall. You're punching the wall. You're giving everything. You've got your, you know, you've got a ramrod and you're ramming it at the door, trying to bust the door in. You're trying everything you know to get out. And it may just be something as simple as repent. I'm sorry, Lord, forgive me. Make it right with God. Make it God, make it right with God. Amen. Sometimes, amen, the key. It's just something very simple to finding the way out. Man, three Hebrew children. These three guys, they were determined. You know what? They were willing to die. They said, you know what? Our Lord is able to deliver us, but if not, in other words, you know what? If not, that's all right. Our God, amen, we're still not going to bow. We're still not going to bow. Be a known king. I mean, he's able, but if he don't, we're still not going to bow. They were willing to die. They were willing to go through whatever they had to go through. And you know what? The key to their getting out of the place, amen, that they got into where there was no way out, it was simply rely on God. It's just simply relying on the Lord. Sometimes we have tried everything we can do. But you know what? We come to a point where we say, Lord, I've just got to give it to you, Lord. And God, I'm just going to follow your will. And Lord, I'm going to trust your way. And God, whatever you want in my life. Lord, if this is where I die, this is where I die. But God, if you've got a plan for me, God, I believe you'll make a way out. And I believe you'll bring me out of this. And when we learn to trust God and rely on the Lord, yes, then suddenly, amen, suddenly, praise God, three Hebrew children, they went into a fiery furnace saying, Lord, we're just gonna trust you. Yeah, three Hebrew children. Amen. You know what? They were looking for an exit, but they came out the door they went in. Amen. They relied on the Lord, and God was met them there. Amen. And brought them out. Hallelujah. Daniel went into a lion's den. Daniel went in a lion's den. No way out. No way out. Hungry lions. But what was it that saved Daniel? What was the key to Daniel escaping? What was the key that allowed Daniel to find a way out? When I read about Daniel, I find it was just the routine of Daniel's life. Just doing what he had always done. Just living a devoted, faithful life to God. And that was enough for God to make a way out. And can I tell you, sometimes when it seems like there is no way out, just keep doing what you've always done. Amen. Keep faithful to God. Amen. Keep serving the Lord. Keep seeking the Lord. Keep praying. Keep reading. Keep going to church. Keep serving God. Whatever you do, don't give up, but keep going on. Amen. And you know what? God will make a way out. God will make a way out. Amen. Lastly, Paul and Silas. You know what their key was, right? When they couldn't open the jail door, when they couldn't break free of the stocks, when they could not escape and there was no way out. You know what they did, right? Man, they had a pity party. They start crying and weeping. They sent letters to congressmen. They wrote to their senator. right? They got a lawyer to prove that they had been mistreated and that they were abused. They tried to appeal to another judge. None of that. The key to getting out was just to rejoice, just to worship God. Who would have thought? Who would have thought that that would open a jail door? No, you need a key. No, you need somebody on the outside. No, you need, no. All you need is to rejoice. Who would have thought that all I needed to do was praise God, even when I felt like I was closed in and had no way out? Who would have thought that I just need to give God glory for what he's done in my life? Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the Lord. You know, while you're going through and just trusting God and relying on the Lord, I mean, you may hear something click. And it may be the lock to the door that gets you out. Amen. While you're continuing to pray and follow after God and do what you've always done, amen, suddenly, amen, you may hear a hinge begin to creak as a door begins to swing open. Amen. Suddenly, as you're worshiping God and praising God, amen, suddenly, amen, you may feel the earth shake under your feet. Hallelujah. As God begins to do something to get you out of where you feel like you can't escape. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I fall, I will arise. Amen. Don't rejoice yet, enemy. Don't rejoice yet. Amen, because I believe I'm gonna escape. I'm going to escape. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me today? Hallelujah. There's a castle called Colditz Castle. It's in Germany. It was used to house POW prisoners. It was thought to be inescapable. And they, so much so, that they created a museum there now where you could go and you could tour that museum. And in that museum, they've got all these different scenarios and stories of people that tried to escape from Leipzig Castle. And they had tried to escape so many different times. I forget how many escaped, how many attempted escapes, but there was hundreds of attempted escapes, with just a few people ever succeeding. They would try some of the most ingenious ways to fool the guards and to get out and to escape. But to no avail. To no avail. Amen. I want you to look around today. You're looking at a church house of people. Amen. That we have made it a way of life of escaping. You know what? We've been in bad places before where we thought there was no way out. You look around, you'll find there's people here today that their health was so bad that they thought there was no way out. Oh, yeah. And somehow God moved for them and brought them through and did a miracle for them. Amen. They're still here with us today. There's some here today that financially it was so bad that it looked like there was no way out. No way out. But God somehow, miraculously, met the need and provided for them abundantly. You're looking at, when I look around today, there's some here today that it looked like their family was in such a mess, there was no way out. But thanks be to God, amen, God saved their family. God brought revival to their home, and they're here today as a family. Hallelujah. There's always a way out. God will make a way out. Hallelujah. If God has to part the waters.
Oh, he can do it.
To bring you through.
Oh, glory. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
If God has to do some miraculous thing, God will bring it out. Hallelujah. I like reading the book of Judges and read, the book of Joshua and read how that God did miraculous things for the people of Israel. I mean, send hail down, strike their enemy with lightning, make the sun stand still. I mean, whatever he has to do. Amen. But God can make a way out.
Oh, yes, he will.
God can make a way out. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, I ask you, Lord God, that you speak to the heart of one today, Lord. God, when they feel like there's nowhere to go, I can't get out, I can't escape, I pray, God, that you'd help them today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, help them, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, church, can you lift your hands and thank him today? Thank him today. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. I praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.